When Ezekiel the prophet falls on his face in the presence of the glory of the Lord, he hears a voice saying, "O mortal, stand up on your feet and I will speak with you." And standing up on our feet and listening is what we've just done when we stood up to hear the words of the gospel reading. There's a sense that at every Eucharist we anticipate the call of God upon us and have an expectation that Christ will speak to us through his divine word. We stand up to be attentive. It implies a readiness both to listen and to respond. In the case of Ezekiel, the message he receives is a difficult one. He is to speak the words of God to a rebellious, stubborn, and sinful nation. And as a prophet, he's also to act out the message dramatically and powerfully. He sort of performance acts the message, doesn't he? This is a case of not just talking the talk, but walking it as well. Not just setting out a vision and some guiding principles, but having some coherent action to follow on. In both of our texts, we discover that when God comes calling, it is both an awesome and a fearful thing. Holiness comes face to face with the frailty and the messiness of humanity. Ezekiel falls to his knees, and so does Simon Peter. Both recognize their unworthiness in the face of divine holiness. Ezekiel was both a priest and a prophet, and he was tasked to speak truth to people who didn't want to listen. It was a call of obedience, faithfulness, courage, and humility. I think all of those things are not things that we tend to particularly be good at. And classically in the Bible, we see a pattern and sequence about prophetic calling. It usually involves some sort of extraordinary encounter or confrontation with God or God's messenger. And then follows a commission to go, to be sent, to speak on behalf of God. And what follows then is usually an objection. "Ah, Lord, I'm only a boy. I am not eloquent and would not know what to speak." Even Simon Peter, when he encounters Christ at the lake after a very unproductive night of fishing, objects to Christ's commands for a moment. "Master, we've worked all night long but caught nothing." We see plenty of excuses when it comes to prophetic calling. Jonah legged it in the opposite direction. We know what happened to him. And what usually follows the objection or excuse is a further encounter with the holiness that leads to a recognition of sin and unworthiness. Simon Peter falls to his knees rather than leaping around rejoicing at the extraordinary catch of fish. He says to Jesus, "Go away from me, I am a sinful man." The prophet Isaiah says, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips." And Ezekiel falls on his face. And a voice tells him to get up and listen to the voice of the Lord. So we have an encounter, a commission, we have the objection or excuse, and then in this sequence, the prophetic call, what usually follows are words of reassurance. "Do not be afraid." The Lord says to Ezekiel, "O mortal, do not be afraid of them." Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching people." Just think for a minute how many times in the Bible at the point of that encounter, in fearfulness before the glory of God or God's messenger, we hear those words, "Fear not, do not be afraid." And when Ezekiel is told to get back up on his feet, he's reassured in the words, "Do not be afraid of them, do not be afraid of their words, you shall speak my words to them." The final bit of the sequence is usually some sort of sign. Ezekiel is given a scroll. He's to eat the words of God, receive them. Jesus follows on in the text that we heard to go out and begin to perform miracles and heal, signs of the kingdom. Now, as we think about our own sense of call and encounter with Christ, we might want to consider after a weekend such as this, where we are in that sequence of prophetic calling. Have we encountered something of the goodness and holiness of God over this weekend? Are there some prophets among us called to be pioneers to set vision for God, to speak God's word? Have we heard a commission to go or to be sent? And in the midst of all the input and the challenge to participate in the mission of God in the life of the church and our deaneries, have we heard ourselves making excuses? Have we been putting something back into the too difficult drawer? Objecting to a call or fearful that God is going to ask us to do something that is too difficult or which we feel ill-equipped to do? Jesus says, fear not, do not be afraid. Can we hear those words of reassurance and recognize the signs that help to know that it is indeed God that's calling us as we seek to stand up before God, listen attentively and respond? One of the things that Ezekiel had about him was that he was a big picture prophet. He understood the cause of Israel's misery and exile, and he spoke of a reason for hope. Ezekiel never lost his expectancy and optimism in a God who is the history maker and the architect of the future. And we've been here this weekend, thinking about the big picture stuff, that vision for what we might have for deaneries and their life. It seems to me that we are too much of an anxious church. We worry about numbers, we worry about growth, about our future, about how we're going to reach out and engage with young people. We worry about mission rather a lot. Ezekiel spoke about the future in terms of God's faithfulness and blessing. And God used the events of Ezekiel's life to teach people to make sense of what was happening. And he suggested it had something to do with the glory of the one who is the God of mission, the God who longs for all creation to flourish and live abundant life. But it's God's mission. We need to be attentive, to stand up and listen and respond. This was a prophet who gave voice to the message that the future is bright. And he encouraged us to be reassured by God's word and recognize the signs of God's glorious and mysterious presence at work in our midst. So I guess when it comes to mission and mystery, it's both. Simon Peter got a sign in the great catch of fish. It was a sign of things to come. And against all his better judgment, in a place of weariness and lack of expectation, he heard the call of Christ and he obeyed. He said, "If you say so, I will do it." I wonder where you and I are being called to let down the nets. If Simon Peter is anything to go by, then it seems to me that it's amongst the ordinary stuff of life, as the God of surprises invites us to harvest a great catch from a world teeming with opportunity and gifts. And that includes deaneries and longing for a bright future in the face of rebellion and disappointment. The Lord said to Ezekiel, "You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear." And to Simon Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you shall be catching people." In other words, drawing people into the life of God, the mission of God. So as you travel home today, I wonder which ones of you are called to be the prophets in our midst. I wonder where you are in that sequence of prophetic calling, what sort of conversations and challenges you might like to consider, and what God might be saying to you. Amen.